This is Pixel Fiend.
This is Pixel Fiend. You're listening to Infonomicon. News you need, like it or not.
Bam, bam. And we're drunk as a motherfucker.
Bam. Crown.
As usual.
Crown
and coke.
You're so good to me.
Yeah, I know that I can't wait.
Tell me that you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Bow now. Bow now.
Mucho gusto, me llamo Bradley. I'm hornier than Ron Jeremy. And if you want to get popped in the ear, just the look off your body face. Hate me, what you need, pretty little daughter, let me call Maxie. And if you want to get beat physically, wait a minute if you...
This is Droops.
And this is Cotton.
The Big Pussy.
Fuck that shit.
And this is Infonomicon Radio, episode number...
45.
We have a big show for y'all tonight. I mean, it is just an awesome, awesome, awesome show. I'm going to be bitching about relevant things, which is much different than the usual bitching of nothing.
This is true.
This is true.
You do a lot of bitching, you know that? But I love you.
And we got a couple quick news bites, which is something I'm trying to fuck around with. AMD sales are on the rise. Of course, so are Intel's, because people are buying more computers.
Buying computers is smart.
Buying computers. Apple is rumored to be working on video iPods, because they've been talking with studios to sell videos over iTunes. And if you look on Slashdot, I actually had a post that was moderated at 5 for informative. And that's fucking crazy.
Nice.
5 is the top level.
I know.
And,
actually, I didn't know that, but I was guessing.
You guessed
that. Because you said it like 5.
And it was actually a post talking about my picture that a listener sent in from the General Electric Annual Report, which is the paper they send all their stockholders. And it's a picture of an iPod mini playing a video.
That's fucking cool.
Which is fucking cool. And you can see that at Infonomicon.org. Insightful. Of course, you know, I got 8 hits from Slashdot, and I was like the 8th person posting. So obviously it wasn't a very popular topic. Whatever.
Nice.
Grand Theft Auto.
I like that game.
Is now for adults only.
Rockin'. Well, it should be.
Well, you know, it's important.
I mean, you can walk... I actually have a very, very interesting story about Grand Theft Auto that you... Well, it's not that interesting, but I'll tell it anyway. When I was about 17, how old was I when Grand Theft Auto Vice City came out?
I don't know, buddy.
Either way, we're in a hotel room. I'm still in high school. We rent a hotel room, and we all go over there, and we get shit-faced off, like, the Smirnoff Ice and the Bacardi Silver. And whatever her name is, she... got so shit-faced, she was playing Grand Theft Auto and shot a cop, and he shot her back and started fucking bawling. Just crazy fucking bawling. Kids shouldn't have to see that shit. They really shouldn't. The game should be for adults.
Did you fuck her later?
I wish I should have.
Oh, that's awesome. Moving along.
Like
with
I told you,
rights.
It wasn't that interesting.
Microsoft sucks, and we're cool. Right?
Nice.
All right. Well, y'all, we have some interesting little bits of housekeeping to talk about right before the show starts. Podcastincubator.com. It's this website I've got. I give people free space for hosting shows just so they can find out how hard it is to make a show, and then they quit after one or two episodes.
That's what I hear.
Because it's hard.
But I'm hanging on.
You like it hard?
I love it hard.
Okay, that one's going to be saved also. Anyway, I've got some shows there right now. One of them is by a guy named Ragweed. It's called Whatever the Hell I Call This Radio. It's a good name.
Good name.
It's hard to tell.
It's kind of long.
Anyway, he is talking about clustering, parallel systems, intrusion detection systems, things like snort, tripwire, switches, routers, and artificial intelligence. That's much more intelligent than like the collective of Infonomicon.
It really probably is.
It really probably is.
Because I'm probably bringing down the show's intelligent level. By far.
Man, you do that to every room you walk in.
We have
another show. It's called La Radio. La Radio is a simple alternative source for news. And they feel that news gets twisted or forgotten by the mainstream media. And they're trying to bring all bring that out to the public. I can't talk tonight. And have we mentioned that we're drinking?
I don't think we have. But we definitely are.
We got a little, what kind of whiskey is that?
Old Crow.
Old Crow and Coca-Cola.
If you haven't drinking Old Crow, you need to read the back of that label, because apparently...
It's the original.
It's the original sour mesh.
Mash.
Mash is what I meant to say. Old Crow. You should check it out. And it's very, very inexpensive, which I like.
Brought to you by Old Crow. Cheap whiskey that doesn't taste half bad.
I like it.
Anyway, La Radio, they talk about topics such as exploring the world around you, including but not limited to freaking and urban exploration. And they've only got one episode out, and the sound quality's really bad, and they know it, and they're working on it. So that's good to go.
Hey, y'all, Infonomicon had a rough time at the very beginning.
Go listen to some old Infonomicon. They really are bad with the sound quality.
But come a long way.
Yeah,
so we're still if he sticks with it, he'll do better.
Hell yeah.
But,
it's a learning experience. Okay, we're also having a contest.
We're having another.
Another contest. This is a much better contest than the last ones that we had.
I don't know about this contest yet.
Well, pretty much, we have some stickers that we have made for Infonomicon.
We do have stickers that we have made for Infonomicon.
That we're giving out with Infonomicon stuff, and we're giving them out at DEF CON. At least
swag.
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 You can see an example of the multitude of stickers. We don't just get one design. We have... 70-something designs. You can see some of them at infonomicon.org/stickers.
Cool. I'm going to check this out. You didn't tell me about this.
Well, Cotton over here helped me make these stickers. What we did is we actually literally made fucking stickers.
Like, it was a lot of fun.
We called up a company. We were like, oh, we really, really like your company, and we want to decorate some stuff with your logos. Can you send them to us? And they said, hell yeah, we'll send you some logos. And then we took their stickers and we cut them into little blue triangles for some reason. And then we wrote shit on them with Sharpie markers. And it's a good time.
Lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Handmade
stickers. We got some good
stickers.
Designs. I mean, it's some cool shit out there.
It's some cool shit.
It's some it's definitely Infonomicon.
Yeah. It's fucking Infocrapicon. Anyway, we're going to have a contest who can make the best Infonomicon stickers. I don't want you buying anything. You can own the Sharpie. That you write on these things with?
No, I don't think you can even do that.
But if you steal it,
I didn't own the Sharpie that I used. This is unfair.
Someone gave me my Sharpie, or I stole it from work.
You probably stole it. You
anyway,
piece of shit.
So we're trying to go with the least amount of money possible, but yet to the coolest possible fucking stickers.
Yeah.
And if you deface a company logo while you're doing it,
bonus points. Bonus points.
And if you do it like us and you can't even tell that it was a company's logo.
Exactly.
It's awesome. And it's even better. And whoever wins this contest, send me in pictures or send me the actual stickers. The winner gets to make a sticker for my laptop.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Well, where's my sticker?
Oh, and Cotton wants one too.
Two stickers.
The loser gets to send Cotton their sticker.
Fuck that. I'm not putting the losing ass sticker on my laptop.
All right.
But I will definitely put the winners on mine as well if they're interested.
Hell yeah.
The original contest does not state that you have to send two stickers. But if you do send two, Cotton will definitely use it on his laptop.
He'll take pictures with your sticker on his penis.
That would be awesome. And I love my penis.
So you need like a sticker about 1 inch by 1 inch.
Yeah, don't make it too big because I don't want to have to work at this.
All right. Well, now we have some email because people actually send us some email.
Weird. Do they usually do this?
Sometimes.
I'm still new to the show. I'm still
sometimes.
Working out the kinks.
Sometimes.
I mean, all right. Well, awesome.
Well, we got a guy, Dan.
Dan, how you doing?
From the Linux Link Tech Show. It's dan@linuxlink.net. Email him. Tell him how good his show is. Because his show's really good.
Are you saying our show's bad?
I'm just saying his show is fucking good.
Are you saying it's better?
Oh, his is much better.
Fuck that.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, he says...
It may be.
He says, man, you're just pumping out the shows right and left these days. And they're all winners. Hell fucking
awesome,
yeah.
Awesome, rocking.
Well, enough of me blowing smoke up your ass with the reach around and all that. You were talking about the whole...
Man, he's kinky.
Yeah. You're talking about the whole Grokster thing and crackdowns and general users and Citigroup debacle. I wanted to bring this up on the show last week and weigh in on my opinion, but forgot and figured I'd just email you directly in case it slipped my mind again. I'd be willing to bet. Now listen to this. This is an educated fella who
sounds
we all
like
think
it.
Is cool. And listen to what he says. That's a very educated thing. Because he did a little figuring in his head. This isn't someone told him this. But we're telling you now. I'm willing to bet that the data lost is consumer data, not corporate accounts. I've long heard that banks don't give a rat's ass about customers' accounts and only offer them as a courtesy. So why encrypt and take extra precautions with data you don't give a shit about? Hence the laissez-faire approach to the government and other corporate concerns. Had that data included corporate accounts, you can damn well bet the shit would have hit the fan. And what he's talking about, for people like Cotton, is you read in the news that 40,000 or 40 million people had their, you
yeah,
know,
I was on,
identity
I remember
theft,
this.
All that.
I remember
yeah.
what he's talking about.
And it's not...
None of it's corporate.
No.
Horse fuck.
It's crazy like that, isn't it?
I didn't even think about that when you were talking about it. We didn't say anything about that.
No. Dan, LinuxLink.net.
Dan, you are the man.
He is the man. We have an article to read. It's who should pay for damages. Now, with all these corporate accounts, like if I was a company that had credit card information and I fucked over General Motors would come after me in a heartbeat.
Probably.
But what if I fuck you over? And what if
fuck
I
you, what
if
I'll come
what
after
if I fuck
you
your
too.
Mom? What do I care?
What do you mean, what if you'll fuck my mom?
No.
Rephrase the statement, motherfucker. Okay, what?
All right, and it's good. How do you go about going after these people when they fuck you over? Well, in an earlier era, when little was known about particular incidents, accountability was difficult, and data losses were deemed an unavoidable annoyance. Now merchants, banks, payment processors, credit card associations, and even security auditors and software makers face the probability of liability for lax practices, which means, oh no, if you're a fucking idiot and you fuck me over, you're going to be held accountable. It's a crazy thing in this modern world. There's going to be a flood of lawsuits by both consumers and businesses. Well, I don't know about businesses, said Mark Ratch, a former Justice...
He's not important.
Yeah, a former Justice Department prosecutor and now Senior Vice President for Solidarity Incorporated, a security audit firm in Maryland. Now, class action suits against LexisNexis and ChoicePoint, both filed in federal district courts in California, allege violations of fair credit reporting laws. Ohio Attorney General Jim Petro last month filed suit against discount shoe retailer DSW Incorporated, asking the company to individually notify approximately 700,000 customers affected by a security breach disclosed in March.
That's a lot.
Even though the state's consumer protection laws don't specifically include such a requirement, DSW has already notified another 700,000 people affected because there was 1.4 million people, a shoe company, fucked over because they had lax security practices.
A shoe company.
Yeah. And if you don't hold these people accountable, then no one's going to be held accountable. Now, when consumers go to a place such as DSW and give away their personal information, there's an implied warranty that these companies give to consumers to protect that information. Well, no, actually, no. They pretty much go around selling it. And I think it's funny that now that they're, you know, getting it stolen from them, they should have be held accountable. But they can sell it, make a profit off of your information. You know, they'll take your picture, come into a store, and they'll sell that information that you're a, you know, a young white male. And you're going into Abercrombie & Fitch? And how much you spend? They'll sell that information, too.
What, that I spend at the store?
Yeah.
They can sell that information?
Oh, yeah.
That's so fucked up.
Those security cameras aren't for security, really, buddy. They're for their financial security.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up, isn't it?
That is fucked up. I'm glad I don't shop at Abercrombie and I shop at the dollar store because they can't afford cameras like that.
That's right. We got an email from Junior G-Man.
Junior G-Man.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to your show for a while, and I keep thinking of little things to write about, but I usually listen in my truck on the way to work, so I keep forgetting them. So here's my attempt to gather them all up at once. You keep complaining you don't get any emails, so here goes. Well, he talks about how he came across the show, and he listens on the way to work, bought a truck, had a Sirius radio, brings his CD player, and plays the shows through a Sirius radio. And Infonomicon just randomly came up on the draw. He's on episode number 25, so by the time he hears this, the show will be off the air, and he'll just be crying.
By the time he hears... You can start from the beginning?
Because he's on episode 25. And this is 45.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
I'm sure he's listening to him pretty fast if he likes it.
I hope so. He said, you asked for comments on refilling printer cartridges. I've refilled a Canon Bubble Jet cartridge once, and while it was messy to do the process, the end result was all right, although bubble jets ain't great to begin with. In contrast, out here at work, some of the users routinely use recycled toner cartridges for some of the large printers, almost always with disastrous results, sometimes even spilling the entire contents of the cartridge into the printer, which is pretty much impossible to fucking get out.
Sounds bad.
One show, you mentioned that trash heap consisting of computer products could be referred to as e-trash. Well, I suppose a trash heap of only Mac products could be referred to as, wait for it, iTrash.
I hope I did that right.
Okay, and we have a email from a female named Vanessa.
Ooh, Vanessa.
And we're going to get Cotton to read it. He's very excited.
I am very excited. I'm very excited.
Read the pink, buddy.
We're reading the pink. Vanessa J. Smith. You shouldn't have sent me your whole name because I definitely just said it on the radio. Get access to all the popular software possible for prices substantially lower than in stores. Our software is 2 to 10 times cheaper than sold by our competitors. This isn't a fucking...
No, it is. It's a listener. They sent it in to help us out, buddy.
All right.
And we can get some cheap shit here. Like, we can get Windows XP Professional with Service Pack 2 for only $79.95.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Vanessa, what I don't understand is why I don't hear anything in this email about cotton penis. Now, did I give a shout-out to all the female listeners about the cotton penis before?
It doesn't matter because there aren't any other than Vanessa.
Is Vanessa a man?
I don't know.
Can I get a? Can I get anything?
You got it.
You brought. I mean, I love the email. You're right about some cheap shit, though.
That is some cheap shit. All right. This is a very tough one. It's spelt YK:GCM. However you want to pronounce that, have at. Hey Droops, because I was bored out of my fucking mind and listening to Infonomicon. I wanted to tell you this. In episode 44, that's the last one at the time of this writing, and that was actually the last one we did, so we're doing good. You said the word shot 27 times, of which 13 were by Cotton and 14 by you.
Whoa.
Laters.
He broke it down, boys.
He broke it down.
You said shot more than me?
Hell yeah.
That's fucked up.
One more
time. That's not right.
Oh, it's so right.
You so fucked it up, dude.
And we have an email by Sumerian, who is a guy from Rant Radio that does the scheduling of things. And he says, Droops, great job on episode 4 of Infonomicon, which the TV show. I like the spin and down-to-earth explanations that the high-tech redneck can relate to people. Laughing my ass off. It'll go into rotation on Rant TV along with other episodes in a few days. That's right, Rant TV has now picked up Infonomicon.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm on that show.
You're on that show.
Scratching my balls.
Playing with your balls. It's good times. It's good times. Let's move on. We have... Ooh, here's a topic Cotton can relate to. When you're in college, as you are, there's several things that are very important. The first thing, of course, is your education, which sometimes has to take a back burner, but it's what you're there for, right?
Pretty much.
And
For the most part.
Okay. The second thing is pussy.
Yes.
Yes. And maybe...
See, that's kind of in debate with number one and two. I mean, that's kind of interchangeable. But either way, go on.
And then maybe the next thing is having a good time getting drunk, you know, being cool, right?
Yeah.
And the last two things, and of course the first thing, require...
Cash.
Cash. So you want to maximize your cash...
In any way possible.
And you want to maximize your pussy.
That's why we're also drinking Old Crow tonight.
Old Crow.
Cotton actually bought this bottle.
Yes,
as Droops takes a sip of his own.
And, well, with the education, the saving money, we're always looking at things to help out college students. Like, people will tell you, you have to have this ultimately powerful computer. And yes, that's a great thing to tell your parents and say, hey, I have to have a Pentium 4 and a really good 3D graphics card because you want to play games and you want to have a good time. Well, here's something that actually might help you in college.
Weird.
Dell, not that they're advertising for Dell, has a $100 laser printer.
Do you not like Dell, man?
They have a $100 laser printer. And with them doing this, of course, other people are going to release one too.
Because
you can get like a moderately priced inkjet printer for $100.
Yeah.
Same as this thing. And ink for this thing, toner as it would be, is hella cheaper. In fact, you can print 1,255 pages. So that's cool.
That's very cool. Maximizing your college money. I like that.
And I highly recommend laser printers to all college students. Just because they're fucking cool. It makes everything look a lot nicer. And you save some money. Okay. Wow, we're moving right along with the show. Well, a few weeks ago, I talked about cameras. And they must have gotten those bombers in Britain on camera.
That's true.
TV
why
shows.
Have we seen this yet?
We have.
They've been released?
Yeah, you don't pay attention to the news.
Really don't.
No.
I mean, you know.
Anyway, they got these guys' names, their family life, all kinds of good shit. But anyway, how did they find these guys on the camera? Did they use space age technology that recognized faces and this, that? No, actually they didn't. Because all that shit they show in TV and movies doesn't really exist as well as they want it to do. And they pretty much use the tried and true method of, you sit here, watch this, tell us when you see this guy.
This guy, yeah. Well, how they know who to look for.
Well, they found four guys with army backpacks that were talking, and they were Middle Eastern, and then they all disappeared and then blew up later. Technology played a central role in the identification of ordinary British lads, believed to have been responsible for London's July 7 bus and subway bombings. London, of course, as we talked about earlier, is blanketed by a network of closed-circuit TV cameras, all monitored in a central location by police officers. Those CCTV tapes are what cracked the case. In reviewing them after the explosions, investigators came across a tableau of four men, one of whom had been reported missing by his family. All were wearing military-style backpacks. They chattered and then headed off in different directions. Police report they looked relaxed, as though they were going on a hiking holiday.
Sounds like a holiday.
Holiday. What didn't happen in London, though, is what routinely happens in the movies. A computer turns through video images of crowds, isolates a particular face, and then matches it against a database of bad guys and other persons of interest. This sort of facial recognition technology has long been a goal of computer researchers, and while they are making incremental progress toward it, not only is a complete system nowhere in sight, but most of those involved in the field won't even predict how many more years it will take before one becomes available. Recognizing faces, it seems, is another long list of skills that human beings can do literally without thinking, but has computers utterly stumped. Another one of those skills would, of course, be drinking. So let me pause for a second and wet my whistle.
So all that shit that's on, like, CSI and 24 is really just bullshit. I was hoping that stuff was real.
Oh, yeah.
I believed in that stuff.
You don't believe TV.
I don't even watch TV. I haven't watched TV in, like, 3 months because I love you.
Well, that's because I have no television at my house for people to watch because I'm...
It's a good time, though. We have a great time anyway.
And you don't really miss it, do you?
Not at all.
You watch the dogs, you masturbate a lot?
Really do masturbate a whole lot.
We have porn,
and I think
though. It's
about
crazy.
Vanessa.
Anyway, Jim Wayman, who's director of the National Biometric Test Center at San Jose University in California, tracks the capabilities of face recognition software, and he says that computer scientists will be becoming more skillful with dealing with such well-known problems as pose angle or being able to tell two pictures of someone taking at different camera angles, in fact, show the same person. But that's true, he adds, only within a small range. The angles of the photos need to be just within 15 or so degrees of each other, and some problems involved posing angle are still unsolved. There isn't even a research consensus on how to handle images of people taken from a camera that's high on a wall and pointed downward, which is precisely the setup of most security cameras. The current successful field applications of face recognition, the State Department, has several typically involving straight-on passport-style photos in controlled settings where no effort is being made to disguise the person's facial features. With video feeds from real-world settings like train stations, airports, simply being able to automatically and reliably detect which part of the picture contains a face remains a big hurdle. Now, of course, we think casinos, we think, hey, they got face recognition systems, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this guy actually visited some of these and discovered the systems were only used in exceptional circumstances and with a lot of poking and prodding by human beings to get the snapshot of the face to begin with. So, the more TV cameras they have, the less chance they're going to see you.
Awesome.
Awesome, huh?
Awesome.
Or
so when we going to Vegas.
Or just distort your face. Just go like this instead of like this. The wonders
I am the only one that saw that.
The wonders of radio. All right, let's see. IBM. I like IBM.
I like IBM.
You like IBM?
I do.
What's IBM stand for?
I beat meat.
I beat meat. Well, at I Beat Meat Corporation, employees order everything from pencils to laptops on the internal web system. Replacement for IBM computers are shipped to warehouses according to a mathematical model that places parts closest to customers most likely to need them. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Well, now the company wants to do something similar for its biggest expense, which is people. International Beat Meat has begun an ambitious project to catalog employees and sort them into finely woven glossary of technical skills. The project's most visible face is Professional Marketplace, a pilot program launched this year through which 6,000 IBM consultants have access to a database of IBM employees, about 22,000 so far, who are available to work on jobs they have landed. Whew. Using Marketplace, IBM consultants working for consumers can search through 100 job classifications and 10,000 skills, figuring out who inside IBM is available and where they are located and roughly how much it costs the company to use them. That's kind of interesting. I don't really think people like being sorted like cattle, but it's not like it's not happened anyway. I mean, before this system, it was call over there. You hear there's a guy named Johnson that's good at this. And, you know, it's all done in people's heads, and now it's done on a computer to help the company out a little bit. But wait, there's 6,000 consultants right now that have access to this? Let's say you have 10 employees. How many do you think like you?
3.
How many do you think are loyal to you?
1 to 2.
1 to 2. So out of these 6,000, there might be a fucker in the group, right?
Yeah.
Well, now they have all kinds of really good data on, what was it, 22,000 people so far?
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
There's a few fuckers in the 6,000.
There's a few fuckers in the 6,000. Now, Marketplace sorts through 100 job classifications from account technician, representative, to web specialist. Consultants needing a spark of genius for a project can query for a visionary thought leader. So this isn't just like, this is Cottonsy Cotton, he knows how to write HTML. It's like, this is Cottonsy Cotton, he has a wife, 2 kids, and he's a visionary thought leader.
Damn.
With a big pecker.
That's right. They know that about
me? They don't know that.
It's true. Tell them. Tell all of them.
Now, one thing IBM is not going to do is sell this marketplace software. Going back to all this, the other day, or the last 2 days, I have spent a lot of time at the police station in my little shit town. And our police station is running NT Server. And they haven't really patched NT Server in a really long time. And I also live in a dry county where they confiscate beer and store it in their offices, it seems. Just cases and cases and cases, but heavy, of Smirnoff Ice in O'Doul's containers, like the box. Just so people think, oh, it's non-alcoholic beer, but it's Smirnoff Ice. That's pretty clever.
That's clever. They're thinking. At least they're playing the game.
They have weed and pipes in their office and evidence bags.
It's not an evidence bag. They're definitely.
But there was a dugout sitting on the counter, and it wasn't in an evidence bag. I wonder what's up with that.
Oh, man.
Anyway, interesting place. But, like, that place, you could really literally card to get in. In fact, I was told to card one of the offices because they didn't have a key for it, and they've been carded many times. And then it was carted by a pocket knife. So
we should go there.
Yes, and steal beer from the police.
You steal beer, and
who are they gonna report it to? Ha ha! But anyway, there's always a fucker in the group, and I don't understand. I'm just at loss at understanding how they can trust people like this. Like the other day, we went to a hospital, and we had to set up a thing, and they have a high-speed internet connection, but we had to put modems in several of the computers. Because the only way for them to get into some fucking database that handles all your Social Security and Medicare and this, that, and the other. I guess it would just be Medicare and Medicaid, not really Social Security. But
they have to have those numbers to access it anyway.
Is a dial-up number. It's a 1-800 number they call. And they have, for their office, a specific username and password. Well, I went in there, no identification, guy never seen me from fucking Adam, and gave me all that information so that I could set it up for him. Because I said, hey, I'm here to fix your computers. He bought me a coat. And then gave me all this really important stuff that I could have done without knowing, and just got the modem connection going, you know, on like a test connection. And then he could have typed his own username and password in. But he's like, here you go, man, write it down. Write it down!
What a fucking retard!
And of course I threw it away, but this is just one fucking medical clinic.
Did you really throw it away?
Yeah.
Nice. Good man.
This is
Groups is a good man.
One medical clinic out of, you know, millions. And not everyone is going to throw that away. So that's all your fucking information right there that could just go poof with my little ass looking up shit randomly one day with a 1-800 number.
That's fucking ridiculously unsafe.
That's really unsafe. Who's liable for that, Mr. Cotton?
Nope, not...
That guy? He was paying me to fix his computers.
Nope.
Me? I'm sorry, I didn't throw that piece of paper away correctly. The people that gave him the stuff, well, he's got to have access to it. It's a twisted web.
I have no fucking idea. I know it's fucked up no matter which way you look at it, but I don't know who's liable and who's not, but that's fucked up.
It is some crazy fucking shit. That's all I got to say about that.
That it definitely is.
Well, I'm about out of articles, Mr. Cotton. We've gone over our time limit just a little bit.
All right.
What else do you want to talk about? You got anything? You got No Legs? Any updates with her?
No updates with No Legs. I've talked to her a few times. She seems to be doing pretty good. I actually did do something today that I'd like to tell the listeners about. Today, this morning, I woke up to the bathroom. I wear contacts. I grabbed the contact lens re-wetting solution. Proceeding and putting this in my eye, as I experienced the excruciating pain in my eye, I looked down and noticed this is not what I'm supposed to be putting in my eye, and a big sticker that says, avoid eye contact at all costs. So my eye is like coming out of my eyeball, my eye socket. It hurt really bad. I just wanted to say that.
Well, that's
I'm a fucking idiot.
That's all right, buddy.
That's basically what I'm saying with that.
Well, we have a website of the week.
Really?
We haven't had one of those in a really long time. The website of the week is, let me open up this video here. It's a bunch of videos.
Oh, the last video before.
It's at xhollywood.com. They have a section called Catfights, and it's just bitches fighting.
It's really fucking awesome.
I love watching it.
Really fucking awesome.
And when you're done watching bitches fight, go over to Hot Babes and watch that. Because it's...
That's fucking awesome, too.
In fact, we are going to watch a video right here with a Miss World, I believe she was.
Okay.
There she is. She's modeling some clothing.
Okay.
She's modeling some clothing.
Yeah.
She turns around. She turns around. Turn around a bit. There she goes. She turns around.
Nice.
She pokes her butt out. She's walking. And it falls and it's a thong. And oh my God, look at that booty.
Oh, yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
Slow motion. Look, those hands aren't covering it. Look how pretty that ass is.
Oh, that's a wonderful ass. Ooh, it's a red thong, too. She wasn't worried about matching. She was good to go.
Oh, my God.
God, let's watch another one.
And then there's some bitches dancing.
No, we've seen this one. Let's watch a different
one. I like to watch this one.
Okay, we'll watch it.
This is what I do in my free time.
You know what we should play? That clip from the guy who sent it in of us.
We should.
We really should. Who sent that?
Fizone sent that in.
Fizone sent
Fizone.
It in. Fizone?
Yeah.
Asshole.
The views of Mr. Cotton Scott are his own. Asshole. All right.
Click here to view the clip. What the fuck is going
here.
On with the shit? Drink.
I'm... Okay. Here we go. And if you're still listening to this god-awful spectacular...
We were going to quit, but we didn't.
We are actually watching videos on the internet and
oh,
talking.
Yeah. Oh,
look
man.
Look at her. Watch her. Watch her. Woo!
Oh, she's working it.
She is working it.
She's a whore, man. She's definitely popping it better than the other one.
I don't know.
Yeah, but she's...
Oh, look at that!
That's what I'm saying.
Look at that! Which one's the whore? Butterfly or pink?
The pink girl's the whore.
Okay.
The butterfly likes to fuck, but the pink girl's actually the whore. A girl can't move that. She ran across... See, now that's... She's a whore.
I don't know. Look at that ass. I would have... Okay. Let's wrap up some Infonomicon Radio.
All right.
This has been episode 45. This has been Droops.
And this has been Cotton.
And we have a phone number. It's 206-984-9569. And email me, Droops, Infonomicon.org, Cotton, at Infonomicon.org. Tell your friends, unless you think it sucks, we'll tell you where the hot bitches are, and we'll get you drunk. And we have contests, so make fucking Infonomicon stickers.
That's right. You need to make
stick them up places. That would be fucking awesome.
That'd be awesome.
If you see me at DEF CON, I'll give you stickers.
True.
Handmade. Oh, and we're having another contest. We're going to give it away an iPod on the next show.
Awesome.
And the person that gets the iPod is not just the people that are still listening past all this show. It's the people that send in the most information for Infonomicon that we can use. Either call us, fucking send us video clips. We'll include you in the video show. Just
be
like,
serious?
You're yeah,
giving away an iPod?
An iPod. I have it in my hand. Does that not look like an iPod?
That is definitely an iPod.
Look alike.
It's an iPod. It's pretty damn close. I really don't know what an iPod is, but
it's very anyway, iPod. It can hold a lot. Water or whatever you need to put in it. iPod. I'm gonna put pictures of it on the website. So actually let's do that in 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks to send in the most information to get the iPod. And if you think we're joking, we've actually given away an iPod before on the show. Yeah, Pixel Fiend won an iPod from us.
Nice.
Played music and everything.
Go Pixel Fiend.
Had an anti-theft system. You had to squeeze it a certain way to make it play. And
an anti-theft system.
And we had actually rigged up a really cool thing with this iPod. It actually recorded things so that you could record things with on the tape and then play it back later, which most iPods don't come with. You have to buy extra stuff to do that, but... Ours was cool. Man, those girls were hot.
They really are.
Okay, xHollywood. No, it just went over. xHollywood.com. I'm a Droops. This has been Cotton. He's a fucktard. And we're Mickey.
Finn. We'll be right back.
go to New York with that shit. You need to go to New York with that shit. With that $150 for an hour, that's what they do in New York. Yeah, they don't do that here.
I went to military school for 5 years, and never once did I get fucked in the ass.
I like fucking in the ass. Can I touch your leg?
I was thinking about cotton penis. And then a dick.
Right in the ass.
Dick in the ass.
Fuck that shit.
I'm not used to getting all this head.
Suck, 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 suck.
I like that.
I'm a sexy motherfucker. I was playing with my buddy's cotton penis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's fucking awesome.
Jesus Christ.
Shot.
Oh, fuck. I wasn't ready to go.
You weren't either.
Go get a towel.